serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, somebody had a really funny response. On Twitter. Sorry, my microphone was a little hot there for a second. All right, there we go. Somebody had a really funny response on Twitter, so I shared this story on our Montana Talks website here. Montana rancher, don't subject our troops to lab-grown meat. Did you guys hear this story? Let's see. This was a story here that the Washington Free Beacon had last week, and I know our friend Lane Nordland also featured this in his Farm and Ranch report. But the Pentagon wants to feed troops experimental lab-grown meat to reduce the carbon footprint. Oh, my goodness. And the Disney family in Libby, they had the best response. Well, this is sure to improve military recruiting numbers. Yeah, they can't retain enough troops. They can't recruit enough troops because of, well, the stupid COVID shot. Well, because of the stupid foreign policy under the Biden administration. Well, because of the stupid woke agenda. You know, you got John Tester greenlighting drag queen story hours at military bases. So, yeah, and they wonder why they can't recruit or retain any troops. You don't want your daughters showering with men who identify as women? Well, you're not going to like the Joe Biden, John Tester woke Pentagon regime. But then now this, they're saying that they want to use lab-grown meat, and we use air quotes because it's not meat. It's basically a science project. A science experiment that they want to shove down your throats, literally and figuratively here. The Disney family in Libby, Montana, said this is sure to improve military recruiting numbers. Dillon, Montana rancher Brian Massard, who's joined us from time to time on the program here, he took to YouTube to vent his frustrations that our troops would be treated this way. He said, quote, the Department of Defense has just inked a contract to make bioengineered meat for troops. That's right, bioengineered. 22 ingredients is the average ingredient on engineered so-called beef. Anyway, he just made the point that, you know, just how awful it is that they would do this to our troops. Lane Nordland also shared a quote from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. It is outrageous that the Department of Defense is spending millions of taxpayer dollars to feed our heroes like lab rats. U.S. cattle producers raise the highest quality beef in the world with the lowest carbon footprint. And American troops deserve to be served that same wholesome natural meat and not ultra-processed lab-grown protein that is cooked up in a chemical-filled bioreactor. That was NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane, adding that this misguided research project is a giant slap in the face to everyone that has served our country. Our veterans and active duty troops deserve so much better than this. And that full story, including the video from Brian Massard, MontanaTalks.com, or if you got the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you'll see it there. And you can call the show from that app as well. There's a little call button right there.
Securing America.
FBI Director Christopher Wray got a lot of attention in December when he said this during a Senate hearing concerning imminent terrorist threats against the U.S.
I see blinking lights everywhere I turn.
That statement was further amplified by the recent arrest of 8 Tajikistani nationals with ties to ISIS in Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and New York. Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Himes said on Fox News Sunday, it is concerning there was no alert information on the individuals when they crossed the border, but
Americans should take some comfort in the fact that the moment these guys started communicating and doing suspect things, we were all over them.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Republican Mike Turner of Ohio told the Fox News Rundown podcast the concern, though, goes beyond that.
It's no longer speculative. It's no longer hypothetical that the administration's policies would result in terrorists coming across the border and coming across with intent to harm Americans.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies, along with some rain showers and a few storms in some spots today, high temperatures range from around 53 in Bozeman to around 69 in the Billings area. For tonight, more rain showers continuing. Temperatures all bottom out in the mid-30s across the Bozeman area, with low temperatures, meanwhile, to the mid-40s in Billings. More showers likely Tuesday. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, let's start the morning with some good news here. This is the headline, the top of the fold headline in the Big Sky Business Journal print edition. And, of course, we'll have Evelyn Pyburn with us here in about an hour. Every Monday, she joins us in the 7 o'clock hour of the show as we get back to business, of course, with the Big Sky Business Journal. But top of the fold, Laurel Power Station to open soon. Northwestern Energy is in the process of testing each of the 18 generating units in their new electric generating plant in Laurel, with the expectation of having it up and running by July. That's very good news. Yeah, and she's got a photograph here, an overview of the Yellowstone County Generating Station located near the CHS refinery in Laurel. So great news. She's got some more information here from Northwestern Energy President and CEO Brian Bird. I just got a chance to see Brian Bird, the CEO of Northwestern Energy. He was out in Colstrip for that roundtable discussion led by Montana Senator Steve Daines here recently. While it was originally hoped that the 175-megawatt natural gas-fired plant would be in operation to deal with the peak power demands of the 23 to 24 winter, a court-imposed halt to construction postponed its opening by a few months, but it appears that it will nevertheless be operational to deal with the other annual period of peak power demand, the heat of midsummer in Montana. $250 million facility, one-third of the power, about 450 megawatts, that Northwestern Energy provides to the state is consumed in the immediate Billings area. During peak use, Northwestern Energy needs 1,500 megawatts of power. They can generate only 750 megawatts, which forces them into the market to purchase as much as 50% of the power needed to meet demand. So anyway, very good news that the Laurel Power Station is set to open soon. And we'll talk more about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But, yeah, remember the court-imposed halt to construction? You remember who that judge was, right? Yeah, that left-wing Democrat partisan judge, Mike Moses. Remember that, you know, the same guy who, you know, basically ruled on every case, overturned all of these laws that were passed by the Republican supermajority in the legislature, signed into law by Governor Greg Gianforte. But no, that little tyrant in a robe, he says, nope, I'm going to be the one to make all these decisions. I'm going to be the one to call all the shots here. And that's exactly what he did. And now, thankfully, he's faded off into retirement. But remember, his wife, she's a career partisan Democrat hack as well. Remember when young Emily Pennington was simply trying to attend her senior year of high school and just wanted to graduate with her friends? This was the young girl with Down syndrome at Billings West High School. Billings West High School cheerleader. Anyway, great family. I just smile every time I run into Emily and her family. In town and things like that. But remember when there were, God, I forget, dozens of us, maybe hundreds of us that showed up to the school district to the school board meeting to speak in support of Emily Pennington so that she could attend her senior year of high school, because the liberal school board at the time was trying to block this young lady with Down syndrome from being able to attend her senior year. And so a whole bunch of us in the community, you know, came out in support of her. There was one person that testified against her, that testified in support of the liberal school board that was, you know, the shut up and wear your masks school board. One person showed up, and it was right at the very end. She took a shot at me, too, by the way. And it was Karen Moses. Karen Moses, a longtime Democrat Party operative with the teachers union in Billings, of all places. The teachers union that constantly sells out their union member teachers. The union member teachers that voted against a mask mandate, but then their union bosses sold them out. Leave it to Karen Moses, the wife of that Judge Moses, to be the only one to speak out against a young lady attending her senior year of high school because she has Down syndrome. Anyway, that just gives you an idea who these left-wing Democrat-installed judges are here in Montana. That reminded me of something else. Let me see. There was a Fox News. Oh, yeah. Speaking of face masks, man, what a... What a turn of events. You know, New York State, remember New York City, they weren't allowing black people to sit at lunch counters in New York City unless they got the COVID shot. Remember that? They wouldn't, you know, black and Hispanic people were less likely to take the COVID shot. And so as a result, they were more likely to be refused service at lunch counters in New York City. Shut up and wear your mask. Well, look at this. Out of New York State, apparently the Democrat governor there is about to push a ban on face masks.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says reinstating a mask ban would require action of the state legislature. So she says conversations with state lawmakers have begun. She also says she's not going to tolerate anyone shielding their hate. The governor's remarks follow several disturbing incidents in the city this week. A museum director had red paint tossed on her home with a banner hung up, accusing her of being a, quote, white supremacist Zionist. The state legislature ended its session just last week, and lawmakers aren't due back until January. So it's not clear if there's a path forward for...
All right, a Democrat governor looking to unmask the hateful Democrats riding on the subways.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
If this year's presidential race remains close, third-party candidates could make a real difference. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the best-known candidate who's not on a major party ticket. He announced his campaign last April, and we've been including him in our Fox News survey since November. Kennedy gets low double-digit support in a hypothetical contest against Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West, and Jill Stein. While it's true third-party candidates usually get less support on Election Day than in pre-election surveys, in Kennedy's case, it's also true his support has declined already. 6 months ago, he received 15%. It's been a touch lower each time we've asked and stands at 11% as of May. Yes, that is a small difference. Might not be meaningful, or it could be a trend that tells us more about the race. We'll keep asking the question to find out. Results at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your poll.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblund. A new World Livestock Auctioneer champion was crowned on Saturday night in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, during the Livestock Marketing Association's annual convention. Find out who it is next.
Rodeo Roundup invites everyone to the Musselshell County Fairgrounds on July 3rd and 4th for jam-packed rodeo fun. PRCA Rodeo Action kicks things off at 7 o'clock p.m. on July 3rd and 1 o'clock p.m. on July 4th. Come watch bucking stock by the famous Powder River Rodeo Company. Women's breakaway roping and the wild horse race are exciting new events that Rodeo Roundup is proud to present this year. And mutton busting is back by popular demand. So make plans to celebrate your Independence Day at Rodeo Roundup.
At Ag West, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come. By supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
This past week and weekend, over 700 livestock market owners, auctioneers, and livestock industry stakeholders gathered in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, for the 2024 Livestock Marketing Association Annual Convention. And each year, the event crowns a new World Livestock Auctioneer Champion. This year, 30 of the nation's top auctioneers competed for the top spot, and on Saturday night, the winner was announced. This year's champion was Mr. Wade Least of Boyne City, Michigan. Over the next year, Least will travel the nation and sell livestock in markets out in the countryside, representing the LMA, being a face and voice for the industry. Again, congratulations to the 2024 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion, Mr. Wade Least of Boyne City, Michigan. But we should mention that also making it into the top 10 finals and recognized as the 2024 Rookie of the Year for the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship was 21-year-old Mr. Jace Thompson of Billings, Montana.
253.4.
Jace is one heck of a young man, and during the finals, he actually took a moment to thank his biggest supporters, that being his grandpa Warren Thompson, and his dad, the 2009 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion, Ty Thompson.
Two people, we got a second here. Two people, my dad and my grandpa, came with me to Oklahoma City, and it sure means a lot to have them here. They were kind of the professors of the School of the Hard Knocks for me, and I wouldn't be half of where I am today if it wasn't for them. So I do want to thank them while I got them here, and we got a second.
Now, last week in Oklahoma City, our network's Russell Nimitz was attending the LMA convention, and he caught up with Jace Thompson.
All of us have spent a lot of time. We got our weekly auctions and sometimes multiple of those. So there's a lot of practice that goes into it. You got to stay up and current with the industry and what's going on. And, you know, the LMA is a great organization for support, and they can help you along the way as well. But just kind of staying up with the industry and what's going on and also knowing the market is probably the two most important things.
Again, that was 2024 Rookie of the Year for the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, Mr. Jace Thompson. He made the top 10, as did Mr. Eric Dries of Idaho, who also sells cattle each week with Jace there at Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey, Montana. Also competing last week from Colorado was Jason Santamosa, and from Idaho, Zach Zumstein. For more on the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship and the LMA Convention, visit WesternAgNetwork.com. I'm Lane Northland. Have a great day.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's get to your phone calls, 406-294-0970. Or, like I mentioned, if you have the Montana Talks app on your phone, you can send us a message through that app. There is even a little call button. So if you're scanning the app, if you're listening to the show on the app, or you're just scanning our headlines, you'll see that little call button, just ding, there you go. It'll call our studio, or you can call us, 406-294-0970. This was hilarious. Jimmy Failla, you guys know Jimmy Failla. We got to enjoy a cigar with Jimmy Failla at the Capital Club Cigar Lounge in Helena after his comedy show at the Civic Center earlier this spring. And, man, what a character. Jimmy Failla now has his own show on Fox News on Saturday night. Number one late night show on Saturday nights now. But anyway, Jimmy Failla said this about Joe Biden following his D-Day performance and several other walk-offs. Jimmy Failla says this: we are like a week away from Biden telling people that he's Batman, and the left's only concern will be that he didn't refer to himself as Bat Person. You know, you can't be using those gender-specific terms, especially during the oh-so-prideful month. Nancy in Roundup, what's going on this morning? Oh, okay, apparently she's not there. All right. Sorry, I think, we just took her phone call there. But, yep, feel free to call back if you want. Nancy, she was going to say something about, what just happened to my microphone there? All right, she was going to say something about... she was going to say something about Joe Biden's instability and then a couple thoughts on VP candidates. Let's see. All right. Speaking of the presidential race, though, Donald J. Trump, you know, he said it in Las Vegas. I think he was last week. When he's president of the United States again, he's going to fight for no tax on tips. He's going to fight for no tax on tips. There's that background noise at 6:30 again. That's all right. It's Monday. He's going to fight for no tax on tips. There was a great report kind of summing up President Donald J. Trump's weekend from Michigan and elsewhere. What a contrast, though, really, when you look at the big picture following the news over the weekend in the presidential race. You have here you had Donald J. Trump, you know, meeting with black voters, being praised by black voters, saying, you know, hey, you know, these Democrat presidential candidates, they never come to the hood. But Donald Trump, you came to the hood. And then you contrast that with Joe Biden. Where was Joe Biden over the weekend? Hobnobbing with these left-wing, radical Hollywood celebrities. And then did you see it? So he had Barack Hussein Obama with him, and Obama had to basically walk Joe Biden off the stage, grabbed him by the arm to pull him off the stage, and then he slowly had to have his arm around Joe Biden and slow walk him off of the stage for the event. Not a good look, once again, for Joe Biden.
TJ Papa, a 23-year-old illegal immigrant waiting to be extradited from Oklahoma to Maryland to face rape and murder charges in the killing of Maryland mom, Rachel Morin.
Maryland is a long way from the southern border, so clearly it's not something just affecting the southern states. It is all making its way all the way up to Maryland.
Marin family attorney Randolph Rice earlier on Fox and Friends First. Ukraine on the soccer field, 9 a.m. Eastern, the Euro Cup. Fans draped in the yellow and blue flags traveling to Germany for the matchup against Romania.
This match is very important for us because all people in Ukraine will be very proud of our national team.
Now, Ukraine made the quarters 3 years ago in the pandemic delayed event, but that is before Russia's invasion. North Korean media says Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit the Hermit Kingdom tomorrow and Wednesday. Putin expected to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It's his first visit there in 24 years. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, no tax on tips. That's just one of the latest headlines.
Your local paint store or home center can tip primers, and I recommend this when using...
That's just one of the latest headlines following the presidential campaign trail. Here we go. This was on Fox News over the weekend.
Hey, Tom. So former President Donald Trump, he spent his Saturday making his pitch to voters here in Detroit, Michigan. He spent his time across two separate events, first stopping by the historically black church, 180 Church, and then going to the Turning Point Convention downtown. At both venues, he echoed a policy that the businessman vows will go into effect if he takes office. That is no tax on tips.
I will eliminate taxes on tips for restaurant workers and hospitality workers and anyone else relying on tips. No more taxes on tips. No taxes on tips. None. In fact, on your receipt, when you get your receipt for a restaurant, you know who sent me one? Kid Rock. How good is Kid Rock? Isn't he great? But he sent me a receipt. And he wrote on the receipt, vote for Trump and you won't pay taxes on tips. I said, that's very smart.
So we were also inside 180 Church yesterday. He made that same point there as well, telling anyone in attendance that's supporting him that when you go to check out at a restaurant and write on that receipt, say that you won't get taxed on your tips if President Donald Trump returns to the Oval Office. That's a policy that could do very well in a swing state like Nevada, which has a ton of very big entertainment scene. Another policy that the president is pushing that would have an effect across really the entire country and anyone with a home is his promise to reverse green energy standards for home appliances.
All right. And then he basically pledges that he will keep these appliances turned on that the Biden administration is trying to target, all of these household appliances that Joe Biden is now targeting with these absurd climate regulations. All right. Let's see. I think Nancy is back on the phone lines. Okay. I'm wondering if maybe we have a problem with our phone lines here, unless Nancy's having a problem with hers, because I got dial tone again. I know our engineers were doing some work on Friday. We got some new microphone processors in here, so I wonder if maybe our phone line might be having an issue here. If not, maybe Tim and Savage can give us a call just to double check, and then we can sharpshoot it here in the early morning hours of the show, and then we're up and rolling by the time we go statewide. Let's see. 406-294-0970. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. Let's see. Nancy, are you there? Nancy, are you there? Can you hear me, Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. You mean with the phone? I don't know. I just want to talk about Joe Biden. I'm sure you saw the videos, his trip in Italy, and also the disastrous pathetic display of inability to even act like a president at the...
Hold that thought. I'm not hearing the music, but we got a hard break. Stand by. You are evil. Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman calls him out. She calls out the climate activists in front of her in Congress. We've got the full video on our Montana Talks website, plus a major expansion for LaVie. LaVie is an incredible pregnancy medical clinic that offers alternatives to abortion for young women. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com, and Riley Gaines, Tulsi Gabbard. They call out John Tester, MontanaTalks.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we've got a great new engineer here. So, yeah, I think our phone lines are good to go. But I know we got some new equipment installed on Friday. So you never know if one little thing over here might be a little different. But I think our phone lines are good to go because we got Tim and Savage coming up here shortly as well. Nancy and Roundup, thanks for your patience. Yeah, what did you want to share this morning?
Well, I just want to say I hope all the dads had a great Father's Day. Getting back to VPs, former President Trump's top choice on his 10 list is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, and I couldn't agree more. And that's wonderful news since the Democrat Party has us almost into another World War III. But after the performance and the behavior of Joe Biden at Italy and at the L.A. fundraiser where Barack Obama had to grab him by the arm and usher him off the stage, I don't know how they can continue campaigning for him as our president. And just to let you know, some of the people that would take his place if they decide to get rid of him during the Democrat convention in Chicago would be Cory Booker, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, and Governor, of course, Gavin Newsom, as Trump called him. And I mean, these are all low-life liberals that can't even that walk with both feet, left feet. But anyway, I don't know. I am so discouraged right now. I'm praying to God that Biden doesn't get in there. I don't know. The whole world they're wondering what's wrong with us Americans, why we're not fighting back on this. They can't understand why we're allowing Biden even to go to fundraiser or to even stay in the White House. I have to agree.
I forget who it was, but somebody made a joke on X. You mentioned Italy. Was that where Joe Biden ran into the Pope? And then he did this like... head nod. He leaned down into the Pope, kind of an awkward deal. Somebody said that Joe Biden thought that the Pope was a vanilla ice cream cone when he leaned over like that. That was pretty funny. Yeah, Nancy, thanks for the call, and I'm glad our phone lines are up and running because, that's the best part of this show is taking phone calls from across Montana. Let's take you to Mondakistan, the Montana-North Dakota border. Tim in Savage. Tim, thanks for... helping to check our phone lines for us here this morning. Oh. But I see I just got an app message from you as well.
Yeah, just reporting in as ordered. Your Mondakistan correspondent is quick to take care of what he's asked to do.
Well, I'm glad you're awake. You sound a little sleepy this morning. So, we got to let's hop to it now. Come on,
Yeah. I just can't picture the Pope without having seen a great big old vanilla swirl on top of his head instead of his pontiff hat.
Yeah, at least he didn't lick his forehead, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, so you sent us a message on our Montana Talks app. Before we get to that one though, Evan in Belt sent us a message. He says, I just read your article on lab-grown beef. This came in last night. Whenever we went to war, he's an Air Force veteran, whenever we went to war, we always had the best of the best equipment. Until this administration took the reins, so it should be no surprise that the Biden Defense Department would want to feed our troops substandard food. After all, they left $85 billion of our assets in Afghanistan. They keep dumping billions of dollars into a corrupt government in Ukraine and seem to be more interested in defending gender equality than they are in fighting and winning wars for our great country. It is all designed to degrade our military and allowing a complete takeover of our way of life. This November is the most critical time for our republic. Don't be apathetic. Vote. Your freedom depends on it. So anyway, great message there from Evan and Bill.
Oh, yeah. Evan is dead on there. Because the reason I was up in Great Falls this past weekend was for the VFW state convention. And, you know, the way that this administration is treating our veterans and in the way that it's trying to treat our active duty. I mean, just feeding them that crap. I mean, who knows what's in that lab-grown stuff? It's not good for you. It's filled with sodium and fat and all sorts of other crap in there. And you know what tastes like beef? Beef.
Beef, yeah, exactly.
It's naturally grown. All you need is a little bit of grass and you're set.
Somebody joked on Twitter, though. I thought it was a pretty funny response. They said something. I shared this story last night on X, and they said, I don't know, have you seen the mystery meat in the chow hall? Well, I'll take that mystery meat. At least I know it's real meat. It might be from a few different places on a few different sources, but at least it's real meat, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Well, so you were in Great Falls, and you ran into some of these signature gatherers that are trying to get some initiatives on the ballot, huh?
Yeah, they don't seem to come out to gather signatures out in Mondakistan. They must know that it's not going to be worth their time, but we hit a lot of them in Great Falls. We were at Gibson Park, had a picnic out in the park for a little bit, and then Farmer's Market the next morning. My wife and daughter were there, and yeah, they are, and some of them just horribly rude, and they come up and just, and they start jabbering about what these bills do, or what these initiatives do, and they, as we said before, they don't have a clue. They're lying. They say, well, it's about reproductive rights, and it's about this. And then they say, well, you need to get 50% to be elected, right? So that's what this one does. But then the biggest issue is that they're not even doing it properly. They don't approach you and ask, are you a registered voter? And then when I questioned one guy about it, he said, well, if you call the cops on me, they're just going to say it's my First Amendment rights. And I said, move along. And he stayed there and kept arguing. And finally, you know, had to get a little bit even more gruff with him and say, you know, just leave. You're bothering me now. I mean, but at least one person at the farmer's market approached my wife on Saturday morning and at least asked, are you registered to vote in the state of Montana? And she said, thank you for doing it correctly. I'm not going to sign you the petition, but thank you for doing it. Because she had been hit up by at least a couple other people that morning, just horribly rude and saying, sign my petition. And they don't know what the hell they're even signing or what they're asking people to sign.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
And obviously you've got radical changes to our elections that's being pushed in one of them that would basically try to force this ranked choice voting system and then this radical abortion measure. That's a wolf in sheep's clothing. They're lying on the language. They're trying to make it sound like it's something that it's not. But basically what they would do is install abortion on demand with no limits all the way up until the due date. But they're using very, very deceptive language in order to try to push that. Tim, thanks for calling in. Hey, Tim, can I check one more thing with you here? Can you be my my technical? So right now I've got my preview button on my board turned on. I'm going to turn it off here in just a second. I'm going to keep talking, but if you don't hear me, it may be because I turned this button off. Okay, I'm going to press it now. Okay, so now I'm still talking right now, and then I'm going to check. Tim, are you still hearing me?
I lost you.
You lost me. Okay, I guess I got to press that preview button. I'm back with you now. Okay, all right.
Yep. Well, yeah, it's like the church sound system after a week of vacation Bible school. That's the way it's supposed to be.
There you go. Yeah. You know, can I bug you to check one more thing for me and lunch or dinner on me next time you pass through the big city? I'm gonna keep you queued up, kind of on hold, if you don't mind, for just like two more minutes. And what I wanna find out, I wanna see if you can hear the bumper music when I've got you keyed up, because one of the challenges for our listeners and for our guests is, for whatever reason, this setup that we've had here is, they can hear if you're parked on hold, you can hear the bumper music. But if you're like actually talking while the bumper music is rolling, you don't hear the bumper music when you're on the phone. And so, you know, I'll have guests are like, oh, sorry, I didn't know you were going to a break. And it's like, well, yeah, I know we got to fix that. So I'm interested to see if that got fixed or not, if it's something that we still got to work on or if it's something that can't be fixed. It is what it is. Anyway, hey, speaking of ice cream cones, you know, we were joking with Tim and Savage about Joe Biden leaning into the Pope and how awkward it was. And what did he think? He was like a gigantic vanilla ice cream cone, and at least he didn't lick his forehead. But, you know, here's the thing. I know ice cream, man. Hey, save it for your cheat day if you're trying to keep the pounds off, because ice cream will get you all that sugar, all that cream, all that fat. But, you know, I'll tell you, if you're somebody who can't control your urges for ice cream or anything else for that matter, I'll tell you what, Billings Last Diet is a program that not just helps you lose the weight, and then it helps you keep the weight off. And what it does is it's a lifestyle changer. You'll start to recognize in how to control those urges to gorge yourself, whether it's on ice cream or anything else for that matter. But you also know that, hey, you know, you can enjoy those things every now and then. And that's just what you learn when you go through the program. We've had listeners who have lost 100-plus pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. And some of them are doing it because they live in Billings, and they go and they meet with their coach in person. We've had listeners lose over 100 pounds through the remote coaching opportunity. They don't even live in Billings. They live elsewhere across Montana. But they're taking advantage of these great coaches at Billings Last Diet. And so, anyway, get a hold of them, 406-294-6751. Ask them about the remote option if you live elsewhere across Montana. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com as well. Marilyn and Billings up next.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But a month or so ago, OPEC, led by the Saudis, announced that their oil production reductions would continue through 2025. Why? Because they want to artificially keep up the price of a barrel of oil so that they can continue amassing billions and billions and billions of dollars on the world market. But this is a big deal because they've ended an 80-year petrodollar deal with the U.S. That is a massive blow to the U.S. and our global economic dominance. What does it mean? It means that the Saudis will now sell oil in multiple currencies, including the Chinese currency and euros and the yen and the yuan, etc., instead of what had been exclusively in U.S. dollars.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
In an era of escalating social unrest, rising crime rates, safeguarding your family has never been more critical. Now, introducing the Byrner, the less lethal pistol launcher. It's a non-lethal defense option. Now, it's developed by common sense gun owners who value the power of choice. This device enables you to de-escalate dangerous situations effectively without the finality of lethal force. Byrner offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, and protecting the user, delivering formidable stopping power to deter any aggressor. The Byrner is ideal for those wary of traditional firearms. It provides an effective self-defense tool without deadly consequences. It's legal in all 50 states. No background check or permit required. It can be shipped directly to your door. It is an essential tool for responsible, non-lethal protection. Byrner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You also get 10% off any purchase. Stay safe with Byrner, where smart defense meets innovation.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's a scenario. You believe that businesses who raise their prices, say for gasoline or water after a flood or natural disaster, are criminals and should be thrown in jail. Then you listen to an expert or take an economics class and hear why such anti-price gouging policies produce outcomes that are worse. And so you are no longer against letting prices go up, right? Well, not exactly. New research shows that people don't change their beliefs on strongly held convictions. even after hearing explanations about how policies they strongly believe in lead to worse outcomes. There's no question that people have less trust of experts, especially in the wake of COVID. But our sudden love affair with bad economic policies, like 100% tariffs, $25 an hour minimum wages, or directing government spending on favorite industries, seem doomed to repeat some very painful lessons from economic history that those now distrusted experts have spent their professional lives learning how to avoid. I'm Patrick Bunker.
That's creativeplanning.com. Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, Chris in Livingston. I'll tell you what, Chris in Livingston hit the nail on the head here. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website. We've mentioned it a little bit here in this 6 o'clock hour of the show. Lab-grown meat. It's not meat, but they're calling it meat. Lab-grown meat. They're going to be spending millions of dollars to dish out this garbage to our troops. Can you believe that? Anyway, a Montana rancher sounds off on, the fact that they're subjecting our troops to lab-grown meat. Chris in Livingston says this: who should be the lab rats? Who should be the lab rats here? I think they should use Congress as the experimental lab animals to test the fake meat, not our proud military. Congress must have approved the decision, and they should have the honor of proving its worth for a year in the Capitol dining room before sending it to our brave young troops. Spot on, Chris. Thanks for that email. Let's go to, I think it's Marilyn in Billings. Marilyn, thanks for the call.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I just have a couple things to say about these petitioners. First of all, the guys that have the clipboards and approach you, don't stop. Do not stop. I saw them literally trap a dear little lady outside the courthouse, and she was too scared to move. And I walked up, and one of them approached me, and I said, I don't sign anything. And it gave this little lady the courage to walk in the courthouse behind me. She was scared. She was just scared. The other thing I have to say is, be really careful about these people who are setting up tables. This actually happened, and I have the proof, but I'm not going to name the business. They set up a table, voter registration table, these people. When they were approached by one of my family members with her small children, she noticed that they had Happy Pride Day stickers on the table and these books that were absolutely pornographic, that were free for the taking, and gave one to my young grandchild. I'm not kidding. And it was in a business just last week.
Targeting kids. Yeah, that's that. Isn't it? Time and time again, they keep doing that. Yeah, they just did a drag queen story hour in Butte, targeting kids. And I don't think it was widely attended, but you could just tell one little boy in the video that, yeah, I think KXLF TV had posted, like, the little boy was like, did not want to be there. And it may not have been because of the dude dressed up as a woman. It may have just been because, you know, he didn't want to listen to some boring book be read to him. But either way, it's just like, why are they targeting kids? Why do these drag queens so desperately want to talk to your children and to your grandchildren?
I don't know, but I thought there was a law against grooming children. The business didn't know.
Well,
the business did not know they had those books. They just thought, oh, this is great. They're going to be signing up more registered voters.
The legislature passed a law where you can't target kids with this type of stuff at taxpayer-funded facilities or at taxpayer-funded events. But it didn't go so far into private facilities, private events, you know, on free speech grounds. But at least they could say, hey, you're not going to use taxpayer dollars and taxpayer-funded facilities to target kids with this highly sexualized content and material. And so there's at least that protection that the legislature put on the books. Marilyn, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. I know on the Montana Family Foundation, I would encourage people, if you're getting reports Or if you see these folks that are out there gathering these signatures and especially violating the rules and violating the law while they do so, either A, video them, get video footage of them yourself. That's your First Amendment rights. Or call the Montana Family Foundation, and they'll get some volunteers out there to track these folks and some of their potentially illegal activity.